Hello, welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's such a blessing to be with you once again this morning. And I'm still sharing concerning the benefits of speaking with tongues. Really, the benefits of speaking in tongues. And today I want us to talk about the fact that speaking in tongues helps us to get to know the wisdom of God that is hidden for us and for our glory. Hallelujah. If you read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 6, the Bible says that how be we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the presence of this world that comes to naught, or that comes to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. There's a certain wisdom, there's a wisdom of God in a mystery, which is the hidden wisdom of God ordained before the world unto our glory, unto our resplendence and our beauty, unto our prosperity. Hallelujah. Then it says, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. It means that the things that God has planned concerning you cannot be accessed by any other person. Not even demons out of hell can touch it. Even the devil himself cannot touch it. He doesn't know what has been planned about you. The next verse says this. It says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. See, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. You love God. You're a child of God, and God loves you, and you love God as well. There are things that He has prepared for you. There are glorious things, beautiful things He has prepared for your life. Hallelujah. If you read in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, He says, I know the thoughts that I think concerning you. They are thoughts of good, thoughts to bring you to an expected end. God has some thoughts concerning you. He has some beautiful thoughts concerning you, to bring you a future and a hope, to bring you to an end of glory. Hallelujah. That's God's design for you. And it is the wisdom of God that is hidden inside you. You see, says, but eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. And it says, but God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Then verse 11 says, for what man knoweth the things of a man, except the spirit of that man which is in him? So these are things that the Spirit of God reveals. He says, but God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. God has revealed these things that are hidden. You see, this hidden wisdom, which is hidden from the devil, hidden from every other demon, but can be revealed. It is revealed to us by the Spirit of God, to our human spirits. He says, the Holy Spirit reveals them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Then verse 11 says, for what man knows the things of a man except the Spirit of that man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. So the Spirit of God gets those things and gives them to you and I. He gives them to our spirits. He says, now we have received not the Spirit of the world, that is verse 12, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Oh, hallelujah. See, so the Spirit of God reveals things to our spirits. But how does He do them? You know, how does He do this? How does He do this, His ministry, this ministry of His? You see, if you read in 1 Corinthians 14:14, I'm reading in the Amplified Version now. It says, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit by the Holy Spirit within me prays. You see, so as you speak in tongues, the Holy Spirit is doing what you're doing with you. It's the number one way to have the Spirit of God in us communicate with you. You see, so as you speak in tongues, the Spirit of God brings those hidden secrets, the hidden wisdom of God to your spirit. And the Bible says you ought to declare it. You see, Paul mentioned that which things also we speak. So as you speak in tongues and you get an insight, the Holy Spirit will give you an insight to what you're saying. You bring the interpretation to your mind. Then you speak it forth by the power of the Holy Spirit. And you prophesy. It's called prophecy. You see, so if God allows you to get the things that are hidden, the wisdom of God, that the wisdom that He has hidden to your glory, okay, revealed to you by His Spirit, so that you can declare it, for it to go and produce results for you. Hallelujah. That's one of the major things that speaking in tongues does for you. If you read in 1 Corinthians 14:4, it says that he that speaketh an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesieth edifies the church. Then verse 5 says, I would that ye all speak with tongues, but rather that ye all prophesy. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except interpret, that the church may receive edifying. So when you speak in tongues and you interpret, you actually prophesy. Hallelujah. So when you, as you speak in tongues, that's what God brings things to your mind. The thing, He lets you, give you access into the things that have been freely given unto you by God, for you to declare them. And as you hear them, you speak them with your mouth. And as you speak them with your mouth, you create it. It's created for you. Your future is created. So you see, it's a major means of creating your future for yourself. Hallelujah. It's one of the major benefits of speaking in tongues. Don't ignore speaking in tongues. to give thanks every single day of your life. I love you very much. I'll say again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.